Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, bring forth the alabaster box of your worship before me. No more hesitation or withholding, for I receive the pure, unadulterated ointment of your heart's deepest treasures as a sweet-smelling savor of fragrant offering of praise and of worship that rises before my throne. I release over you the fragrance of my presence in your heart of hearts, the most intimate place within you, with the incense of the holy, holy, holy. The very essence of my presence now permeates your being, sanctifying and setting you apart. This day, I'm calling you to a new and deepened intimacy, a closeness that surpasses anything you've experienced before, a sacred invitation to walk hand in hand with me, for I not only call you servant, I call you son, I call you friend, that you might know the fullness of my love and grace in a way that transforms and empowers you. My eye is focused intently upon you, beloved. My ear is bent low to hear your every whispered cry. For I am a God who hears, a God who sees, and a God who acts. From the boundless riches of my treasures, I am pouring forth blessings upon you, drawing you close to my bosom, and revealing the profound depths of my love. For love never fails, and my love for you is unwavering and eternal. I receive your worship, every heartfelt expression of adoration and surrender. Your worship echoes through the corridors of heaven like a symphony resonating within my heart. Come early to my presence. Come often before me. I long to sup with you, to share intimate moments of fellowship and communion. Together, we will rejoice in the glories of my kingdom, experiencing the fullness of joy and peace that only I can provide. Don't fear the unknown or the challenges that lie ahead, for I am with you always. I'm guiding you. I'm upholding you with my right hand. Trust in my faithfulness and allow my love to fill you to overflowing. As you draw near, there will be a wellspring of strength and resilience that you have never known existed. You will find purpose and meaning in every step you take, and your life will become a radiant testimony to my grace and power. For I am your Father, your Comforter. I am your friend in every struggle. My love for you is boundless and unconditional. Embrace my invitation this day to intimacy and experience of the fullness of life that I've prepared for you, that I paid for in your regard on the cross 2,000 years ago. Go forth in confidence. Go forth in boldness, knowing that I'm with you always, even to the end of the age.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get in abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $prophetic now. If you use Zelle, prophetic now at gmail.com. www.thedailyprophet.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.